DOT Mobile.
Jim, KM4NAP.
How you doing?
Okay, how about yourself?
Wake up and get going, but we moving.
Moving myself. I got a little bit of an early start, so I'm doing good.
Good deal. So I guess the truck was on time or a little bit early so it could help you out a little bit.
3 hours behind, and the driver has not gave a reason why. But this new guy, he left out of Knoxville last night, had a flat on the trailer, got it fixed, and still there early.
Like that guy.
The company, he's highly upset with that other driver. He's trying to find out why he was late, and he can't find out any information. He won't give him any.
So fishy to me.
The feeling that they're going to be looking for a new driver before long.
Believe that, too. That's somebody who can't communicate why they were 3 hours late. I believe you've just got strike one against you on that.
Guy drives. There's always some kind of issue, and he's always late.
Today that wasn't the case. Well, hopefully they'll keep that run up going for you. How's your gas tank looking? You got a full tank?
Tank now. A lot of places over this way restricted it. Everybody to $20.
That, I usually keep all my stuff pretty well topped off anyway in the event something like this were to sneak up on me, so I was doing all right. There was a couple of them I'm passing this morning have got gas, so there's people at the pumps actually doing something, and just one or two here and there, you know, like not, there's no lines of people this morning. Looked like I saw on the news last night there was lines of people, everybody going out, trying to go out at the exact same time and expect to get something. So hopefully they'll get that mess straightened out soon.
Before I go in tonight, this morning, I will be topping my tank off.
Yep, you can't be caught with no fuel.
Have that pipeline back up and running by the weekend.
Sure hope so. I can imagine some major catastrophes coming about if that don't happen.
Have this problem with that new head in the White House. Had to shut that other line down.
I feel you, man. I don't know that I agree much with anything that's been done recently.
With anything.
The funny thing is, I was just talking to a friend of mine at work about like Teslas and stuff last week. This is before the actual shutdown occurred on Thursday or Friday, whatever day it was they shut down. And I know a couple people that have Teslas, and they love those things, and they're neat. I enjoy technology, and the technology around those cars is fascinating. And just saying, it'd be nice if I had the spare money just to buy one just as a commuter car. It'd be fun. I wouldn't want to just that be my only mode of transportation at all, but it'd be neat to just have one and have it for fun and be able to tinker with it and stuff. But he was going on about how he didn't want anything electric, only gasoline powered stuff. And he came to me yesterday and goes, I guess I probably need to rethink that a little bit, huh?
Push everybody that way.
Force it on us. It ain't gonna be no pushing. It'll be forcing it on us. I saw where Honda has already announced that. I think it was, I can't remember if it was 2024 or 2028. It might have been 28, but I can't remember that they were, supposedly, they're going to be all electric vehicles by that point. I mean, that's not far off. They'll have to be moving and grooving on some technology on their end, but, you know, that's what Honda has come out and announced earlier this year.
Price tags on one.
About that, I haven't ever priced a Tesla. I know some of the guys that I know that have them. I don't, it's kind of more like I know them through a person. I don't really personally know the people all that well. I know of them, but anyway, supposedly they're not all that different from what you'd buy today, you know, just as far as price-wise goes. They have some very affordable options is what I'm told, but again, I'm not shopping for one.
Imagine what the repair bill on one of those is.
Sure, I see an issue, but, you know, because, man, I don't know that there's any independent shops that are, you know, I think you got to be certified in a couple of things to be able to work on those, because I know, like, on the hybrid cars, you know, when you get into the electric packs of those that supposedly you're supposed to be some sort of line certified, you know, to work on that portion of it, although I think I know of a few independent shops that'll, like, change out the batteries and that kind of stuff, and I'm not sure that they have any special accreditation or anything, but on those strictly all-electric vehicles, yeah, I can imagine right now you're probably stuck by taking it to the dealer for repair, and you know where that always ends up leading to, an empty wallet.
Get a second mortgage on your house, just pay the repair bill.
To know with the people who have them how often they're having to deal with anything on it. Of course, most of those things I'm sure probably still are under warranties because they're all that's fairly new, but I'd be interested to know if people are having issues out of those things, because it's not like you got, you know, you don't have an ignition system, you don't have a fuel system, you don't have a coolant system, you know. Although they might have some sort of coolant system to keep the battery systems cool. I have no idea on that. But there's a lot of systems that you find that have regular things going wrong with them on regular gas engines, but they're missing out of those systems. So I wonder what and if kind of the troubles they actually have out of those things. That'd be interesting to know. Like I said, I like the technology side of the stuff, but forcing that crap on anybody that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a nice play toy, but when you get right down to nitty gritty, they really gonna have to do some work to replace the gasoline engine.
DOT, that's right.
Boy, won't be buying one no time soon.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
First got a semi truck out now.
I hadn't looked into it, but yeah, I've seen where they're designing and prototyping and building some stuff like that. I don't want to be a part of working on that.
What's the mileage on those things anyway?
Depends on all what you're doing, but, you know, you might get anywhere from 4 to 7 miles per gallon.
Those Teslas are supposed to run before they have to be recharged.
So I want to say I heard something around 300 miles or something. You know, it's almost like a comparable to just an average car's, you know, range that it would have on it. But don't quote me on that. I'm not 100%, but it seems like I heard something around 300 miles.
Send me one to test drive on paper route.
Man, you'd put it through the ringer. And I don't know if they do the regenerative braking or not, like on the hybrids. If they did that, boy, you'd probably never need to plug your thing in.
You don't do?
Imagine that they do, but I don't know enough about those specifically to know that those do that same thing or not. So, but I would just about imagine that they do.
You go get you one and then tell me how it goes.
I imagine for the first little bit it'd be pretty neat. I'd probably enjoy it for a nice little while, especially if it had that warranty on it in case something ever went wrong. As soon as that warranty ran out and I broke something big, I'd be a whole different perspective at that point. But anyway, that ain't happening today, that's for sure. But I'm rolling up, so I'm gonna get this day kick-started. If you hear Andrew out there or Ken later on, tell him I said hello. I've been coming in a good bit earlier lately, so I haven't been on much. I talked to Andrew yesterday by text, but let him know I said hello, and hopefully we'll get to catch you guys again this week. Have a good one, Ed. KK4BOT.
Hey, you didn't say you don't work too hard. Have a good day, and hope to catch you in the morning, KM4 and AP 7-3s.